It's the Dennis Stuckey Show on 1380 WPHM.
All right. Thanks to Coach Pace from the Board here on Prowlers and to J.D. Jowett from Golf Country. First hour flew by today, and I've got a feeling this next segment's going to go pretty good, too. Coach Denny White from the St. Clair Saints baseball team is here, and he's smiling, and with a good reason. He's got a pretty good baseball team this year. You got a share of the Mac Blue title with Port Huron Northern. You guys had quite a week last week. Wednesday was, an 8-7? Did that one go extra innings?
Extra innings, yes.
And then you followed it up on Thursday, going to their place and beating them 9-1. You're getting set for the Blue Water Classic this weekend, and then it's playoff time.
And then it starts again, yep.
Looking forward to it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think the excuse of, we're awfully young probably doesn't hold anymore. After 25 games, I think that we're no longer young. We're better.
Yeah, and you, like you say, you handled the season pretty well here. Let's go back a minute. I saw you throw a couple of left-handers. Neither will wow you on a radar gun, but they hit their spots. They mix up their speeds really well. Gottler really, I thought, pitched a great game. Like I said off the air, he made one bad pitch, but he picked a great day to do it. The wind's blowing in 20 miles an hour. There was Babe Ruth wasn't hitting one out to left at Northern last Thursday, and so he got away with his one mistake. But otherwise, and strikes. Your kids throw strikes. Oh, I love that in a high school baseball game.
I think that after all the time I've been at St. Clair, that's the biggest problem. They try to get too fine, and then they walk somebody, and then they have to come in, and then bad things happen after that from a pitching standpoint.
The other thing walks do, walks make you play poorer defense. Kids get, they lose their focus when they're standing out there and balls aren't getting put in play and you know, pitchers are going deep and the at-bats are taking 7, 8, 9 pitches. Guys fall asleep on defense and they don't play as well.
It's like T-ball. You're waiting for somebody to start picking dandelions and throwing them up in the air in the outfield.
Pretty solid. I want to talk about Sam Winston. He's a pretty good ball player.
He definitely is.
You get to see him all the time. How good is he?
He's very good. On top of everything else, he's a left-handed hitter. He's our number four hitter, but he's a left-handed hitter. He's come a long way. He's always been a catcher, but in the past we've had Riley Gleason, who was a catcher. And Sam can play. He can play third base, and he can play in the outfield. So we played him in the outfield until the weekend games, and then he would catch. And this year he's caught the whole time, I think except for one game. And he's really blossomed. He's blossomed as a person, too. He's a senior. He takes charge of the defense. I wouldn't tell anyone else this, so no one will know. I often just let him call the pitches. And I've not done that since Scott Young. So,
yeah, you look at some kids and you go, "That's a ball player."
Yep.
And that's, you don't even have to see Sam play. You don't even have to see him put his gear on. You just see him walk up to the field. And you go, "That kid's a ball player." Yep.
Absolutely right.
Who else on your team have you really been pleased with this season?
Well, you have to be pleased with Gary Ganglin. I don't think it's too big a stretch to say he's going to be a 3-time All-State selection. He's already been selected to play at Comerica. Whatever he has, you get. He's a pitcher. He's played first base. He's played shortstop. He's played third base. And he probably won't play any of those in college. But you get 100% of whatever he has in him. And that's really impressive. He really leads by example.
Guy, go ahead.
Someone else is Ryan Zimmer, who's our third baseman pitcher. He's a freshman, and he's someone you probably should write down and check back on periodically. He's batting roughly 350.
Oh, okay.
Anglin's at 493, and Sam's at 442. So those three are doing an exceptional job.
Yeah, the guy that had a big game that I saw, I've only seen you the one time on that Thursday, but Ian Jansen had the big game, and he played short for you that day. But the play in the first inning, and hey, the right fielder went for it. He was either going to make a great play, or the ball was going to get by him, and it was going to turn into a triple. But that kind of set the whole game in the way that it went. But I think Ian got on three or four times that day.
Yeah, I think that he did. He's doing really. He's very athletic. He plays football, basketball, and baseball, and he'll probably play center field at Saginaw Valley. But he's only a junior, and we use him as a shortstop and a pitcher. And he's simply an outstanding athlete.
How many pitchers do you need in high school baseball?
If you would have asked me last year, I would have said probably four. Mm-hmm. But with the new pitching limitations, I would say six. And it depends on who throws strikes. If you can't throw strikes, that changes the whole parameter. Our top three pitchers, so our league pitchers in the past, would go about 120 was their max. We're now at 105. It's like now you need somebody else to take that last inning sometimes. And that's happened probably three times this year, but we fortunately have some. We have a lot.
Now, I know why they put all the pitch limits and all that in there, and I'm not saying that it's not good reasons that they have, but how do you feel about rules like that? Do you think we're overprotective in today's day and age, or maybe not protective enough?
I have not had a lot of experience with somebody who overuses a pitcher. Now, I've heard of them, but I've not really experienced them. I think, unfortunately, it takes – if you care about the kids first and the win later, then you're going to protect the pitcher. But so often there are some coaches who say it doesn't matter. He pitched on Monday. It's Thursday. They say he can pitch, and we're going to start him. And instead of pitching him an inning or two innings, they just keep riding him. And then 2 years later, they say, well, I don't know. He has a bad arm. It wasn't my fault when it probably started back here with the overuse.
And kids probably, especially at the high school level, they're probably not going to tell you if their arm is sore. If you want them to pitch, they're probably just going to take the ball.
Absolutely. They're not going to say no. That's why when you go out, you have to look at them. Because if you just ask and wait for the answer and say, well, he said he was fine, that's the answer you're going to get every time. You have to pay attention. And you know, there are signs like the ball starts to come up, or he starts to move his arm around, or you can see it. And if you respond to that, then everything's fine. And if you just ride them, then that's not really what we're here for, I don't think.
Now, is that something, too, and like you have Sam catching, and he catches every game for you, is that something he can pick out and come over and say, hey, coach, I think there's something wrong here, or
he's not
throwing it the way he usually throws it?
Or the velocity's not there, or there's nothing on the curveball. We talk between the innings because, like I said, often I'll just point at him and it's whatever. It's your choice. He's really good at that. And he's unique, first of all. In and of himself, he's unique. But when he goes out to talk to the pitcher, depending on the age and experience of the pitcher, he treats the freshman much differently than he treats the seniors or Ian. If you watch him, when he goes to talk to Ian or Gehrig, it's more of a, hey, let's break this stress thing. And when he goes and talks to the freshman, he's very specific about, this is what I want you to do. And he's really good at it.
Takes charge. That's good to hear because, again, you know, generally when we talk about young people today, especially in my business when you're in the news and all that, it's the negative stuff. But there are a lot of good kids out there, and I know you run into quite a few.
There sure are. Absolutely.
I won't admit it, and you won't admit it, but I got one that hangs out with me every once in a while, too, that's pretty good.
I've heard rumors about that. Haven't seen any facts, but I've seen rumors. Heard rumors.
Haven't seen any facts. You went up against Northern. In fact, you guys shared the blue title. What do you think of Brett Maness when you go against him?
Well, I think he's excellent. I think from our perspective, I would say, jokingly, it's a real shame he's graduating, darn. But it's a shame. He is a talent, a singular talent. He's really intelligent as a pitcher. He mixes his pitches. He throws strikes. He throws just outside the strike zone. He knows exactly what he's doing. And he's a center fielder, and he's their number three hitter. But as good as he is, he's a much better person. I mean, it's just like this is what you're looking for. This is the reason to coach high school sports. because you get to meet people like this and like Gary Ganglin and like that.
Who are some of the other guys in the area that maybe we don't hear about that your team goes up against? And you're telling your pitchers, you're telling your kids, we got to be careful with this guy, or you're facing a guy and it's like, we got to watch for this pitch, or who are the tough ones out there?
Generally it's their ace that we see on Mondays. So, Port Huron's pitcher, I'll come back to as soon as I stop, it'll come right out. He's only a junior and he's left-handed and he's good. It's generally the number one pitcher or the number three hitter. That's mm-hmm. where everybody puts them. And everyone has at least one, like we had talked about before.
Yeah.
But with league games three times a week, you need more than one.
Do you like how they do it now, or you kind of play the series?
I like it, but I like it because we have pitching. If I only had one pitcher, I wouldn't like it at all.
You like doubleheaders or no?
Sure, I like to play doubleheaders. We played Warren Mott in a doubleheader, and we lost to them in the first game. But I like to play doubleheaders. We played Armada in a doubleheader, and I see that they just won the BWAC. And that's fun to play because it makes it more real. It makes it like it was when I was younger, and I was younger once.
Mm-hmm.
And they're fun to play, and they're a talented team, so...
All right, you've got this weekend, Temperance Bedford is coming in, Lance Cruz and U of D Jesuit, all part of the Blue Water Classic. You told me Bath had to pull out.
Bath had to drop out. The coach sent an email to Scott Evans, who's in charge of the Blue Water Classic this year, and he had two of his players get injured and one is suspended, so he didn't have any pitching. And this would not be the place to come without any pitching.
Yeah, no. No, that's probably not a good idea. You're playing a couple of baseball games in a couple of days. And we're, as we say, districts start after that. So it's kind of a little more important that you plan for that.
Yeah, sure is. This is the 15th year, according to the information I received from Scott. And it was designed just to prepare you for the districts. And they bring in these other teams. And fortunately, up until this year with Bath, they've all been Class A team, so you're really playing good competition. And so when you're facing their fifth or sixth pitcher, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
As opposed to some of the Class B teams.
Yeah, and the scouting report on Temperance Bedford is that they're a pretty good team.
They're pretty good. We our JV coach teaches at Richmond. Richmond played them early on in the season, and apparently the kid said that's the best team they played all year. So... good. Something to look forward to.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be a lot of fun. And you guys will be playing at home Friday and Saturday. Port Huron Northern's at home as well. And we'll follow their games throughout that tournament. I will see you, I think, on Saturday for districts, but I'm going to be covering the girls, I think.
You're a long ways away.
Well, I'm across the street from you, right?
that's a long way.
I bet I can look across
I'll
and see the
could.
Game going.
I bet you can.
It's pretty cozy there at Marine City where you'll be at. You'll get Algonac in the first game. Did you play them this year? And the fact that they're a BWAC team, did you not get a chance to see them?
We did not get a chance to see them.
Advantage or disadvantage?
Probably a disadvantage. We know nothing about them. You can always get information from opposing coaches, but sometimes it's not always accurate information that you get from them. We're just looking forward to it. So we I think I had said before that we don't scout much. We try to impact them by what we do and by our pitching. So our pitching will stack up better than it does right now. So we're really looking forward to playing.
All right, good stuff. Denny White from St. Clair into you got to do this more often.
That's right.
I know Brady scares you away, but
he does, and I imagine that we'll still be okay after this, as opposed to the last time I was in here when he put some kind of a hex on us.
He had a little doll and, yes. and he was sticking needles into it, and I just don't get that whole Marysville St. Clair thing. Can't we all just get along?
No.
All right, Denny. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
Good luck this weekend, and good luck when the districts begin.
Thank you very much.
And congratulations again on sharing the league title in the MAC Blue.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a break, and we'll be back with more in just a moment. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show on WPHM.